From the heartland of America to every nation on Earth, this is Jack Van Impe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Impe.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. Today, once again, we will go around the globe with headlines, bringing them into your home and connecting them with the Bible. And certainly there is a great connection, and nobody better to tell us than Dr. Jack Van Impe. First of all, you're going to be surprised at number one on my list. Zombies, wizards, and vampires, the first of 14 scary fall films. Whoa, can you believe that? Pope Benedict XVI says New World Order, a horrific utopia or a horrible utopia. Whoa, we'll certainly be zeroing in on that one. But it takes a lot of work to put these programs together, and I thank you so much for that. So many Protestant ministers are giving the same message out there, and you what reminded me of them this week, Jack, and you wanted to enumerate some of those men for our people.
In my 60 years of ministry, I have read 11,000 volumes written by great prophetical scholars in the Protestant and Catholic worlds. First of all, in the Protestant, I started with L. Sal Harrison, and I heard him 60 years ago, and he preached on the coming war with Russia, and I picked up on it. And then, of course, we had Dr. DeHaan, Dr. Gabeline, Dr. Schofield, Dr. Marion Lau, Dr. Charles Pont, Dr. Louis Talbot, Dr. Edmund, Dr. Lockyer, Dr. Bauman, Dr. Dwight Pentecost, Dr. Walver, Dr. Hal Lindsey, Dr. Grant Jeffrey, and my brother-in-law, your wonderful brother,
yes,
Dr.
Yes.
Bob Shelton, one of the great preachers of our day and one of the godliest men I've ever met. And then there are some Catholic scholars, Rexella.
Yes, well, there are. Very. I just want to say one thing about Bob. He led me to the Lord, Jack. Yeah. I'm so grateful for my brother, for both my brothers, Bob and Don. But Bob was such a great example of me. His life condemned me. That's what led me to the Lord when I was about 17 years old.
Praise the Lord.
Well, there are many Catholic theologians. And Jack, this gentleman, you really have bragged on to me. Hope of the Wicked, the Master Plan to Rule the World, Ted Flynn, The Reign of Antichrist by Reverend Gerald Colleton, a source book of the Catholic prophecies about the man of sin. And then going on, the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And of course, this is about the Lord's return in this new catechism. Now, this pope was the editor of the new catechism.
Cardinal Ratzinger,
yes,
who became Pope Benedict XVI, has a tremendous thing here in this new revised catechism. And he says everything I believe about Christ's return to earth, the set up his kingdom. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because we've got ministers in four major Protestant denominations, mainly the National Council of Churches, who poo-poo, mock the fact of the rapture and Christ's return to earth. Well, here is where the Catholic Church is way ahead of them. Thank God for the true Protestants who are preaching it, along with the genuine Catholic
leaders.
Absolutely,
absolutely. And the Bible is so filled with prophecy. Oh, you can believe the Word of God, and I thank God again. I just want to say that Jack gives us so much of God's Word. And Zombie Leads Horror Assault. Now, there are 14 scary fall films out there, and my, oh, my, you're going to have a hard time finding a good movie, The Lure of the Vampire. I understand that's quite a scary movie. And then Rising, Bitten by the Vampire Bug. Whoa, that's from USA Today again. Widespread panic. Eminem, enliven zombie gathering. And of course, that is another thing that's referring to zombies.
A three-day festival honoring these wizards and witches and all.
Yes. And then we go on. Wizards, vampires rule the decade, rule the last 10 years. Top 10 books of the 2000s, Jack.
Listen to me very carefully. Why are we talking about all these wizards and the weird things? Because that is what happens just before Christ returns to set up his kingdom. 1 Timothy 4:1, the Holy Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. That's this New Age movement, and Lazarus and Ramtha and all these seducing spirits. It gets so bad that they even worship these demons. Revelation 9, verse 20, during the tribulation hour of Revelation chapters 6 to 18. But what's behind it all? The spirit of Antichrist, and all these Catholic theologians are writing about the Antichrist. In fact, it was Cardinal Biffy who gave me the idea. I saw one of his books, Antichrist, Alive and Waiting in the Wings for the Reign of the New World Order. And I've changed it to the term dictator. Now, what is this? Antichrist shall come, 1 John 2:18. But what is the spirit of the Antichrist? Oh man, 1 John 2:22. Who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is Christ? He is Antichrist. If he denies what? That Jesus is the Christ, is the Messiah, is God, is the Savior, and is the only Savior. Now, 1 John 4, 1-3. Beloved, believe not every spirit, one of these false things from the New Age movement, but try, test the spirits whether they're of God. How do you know? Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and this is that spirit of Antichrist, which you have heard should come. That spirit is here now. 56% of the evangelicals now who sit in these mega churches and have their little rock concerts and little ridiculous plays no longer believe what the Bible says about Jesus. In the latest Pew Forum report, 56% of them said, we believe there are other ways to heaven. We don't need Jesus. That is the spirit of Antichrist. And when the call comes, come up here, the Revelation 4:1, you're going to miss heaven sitting in these Protestant churches. And some of you Catholic folks are going to miss it too because you believe the same nonsense. Thank God for your leaders who are preaching the truth, as we're going to see in just a moment. I'm going to tell the truth like it is. 400 times this book says Jesus is the only way. 700 times it's the blood and only the blood that can save a soul. That's 1,100 verses. And I'll tell you, if it just said it once, I'd believe it. But listen to this right now. You make up your mind who's right. In Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name given under heaven whereby you must be saved. That name is Jesus. Romans 10:13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. 1 Corinthians 15:1, Paul says, I declare unto you the gospel, the good news. What is it? Verses 3 and 4, that Christ died, he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Hebrews 12:2, Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. That's good enough for me. How about you? 1 Peter 1:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. Revelation 1:5, under Christ who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And after we've been raptured and we hear the come up hither call of Revelation 4:1, we along with the world's greatest choir are now gathered together in heaven because we've been raptured. And guess what we're singing? Revelation 5 verses 9 and 10. Thou art worthy, Jesus, to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, every tongue, every people, every nation, the greatest ecumenical thing in history, all races combined. That's the Bible.
Now, here's an article, The New World Order, A Horrific Utopia or A Terrible Utopia. Going on, Monsignor Sunens denounces the New World Order. Now, we got a lot out of that magazine. Once again, Pope Benedict and Cardinal Biffy on the apocalypse, they say that Jesus Christ left us with many prophecies that are clear enough to allow us to understand the unfolding of what will precede the end times. These are called the signs of the time. And here you see something very interesting, friends. 10 Division World Empire. Dr. Jack, would you like to read that, please?
And these were all Roman Catholic leaders of the church who put this together. And here's what it says, ancient Christian writers of the early church in the revived Roman Empire. Christian writers in the early centuries following Christ believed that the Bible taught that the Roman Empire would be divided into 10 kingdoms when it reappeared in its final form at the end of the age. Some writers today challenge that the Bible teaches a revival of the Roman Empire during the final days of this age. However, get it? The evidence is overwhelming that the scriptures as well as post-apostolic church writers taught this doctrine as the correct biblical teaching, a 10-division world empire. Now, let me get at it. Who taught it? A Catholic leader by the name of Irenaeus and another by the name of Justin Martyr, the first 100 years of the faith. And they taught that a monarchy would arise, and it wouldn't just be 10 nations. It would cover the entire world, and the entire 247 nations on earth would be divided into a 10-division world empire. And I've changed my mind. I used to think it was just 10 nations. Now I believe this because I've been studying what the church leaders for the first 300 years of the faith, all Catholic leaders, said, and they're right. Even the rabbis, Hagion, before the Church of Jesus Christ started, taught that their Messiah would come when there would be a 10-division world empire. Rabbi Hagion said, to this all the Old Testament prophets, 16 of them, agree. Now, there's another name. You ever hear the name Jerome? Someone said, you can't find the rapture of the Bible. You can in the Latin Vulgate. When it comes to their being caught up at the rapture, the word there in the Latin is rapiamur. And that means raptured. But Saint Jerome also said, when the world order is here in existence, and a world leader is in charge of it, and a world religious man, at that time our Christ appears. That's how near they taught it would be when the new world order was formed. And so here is the Pope, Rex Ellis, showed you preaching in the coming of the new world order, Cardinal Biffy, Cardinal Schuins, and all the rest. It's here, ladies and gentlemen. And the verses for that are Daniel 2:44, Daniel 7:7-8:20-24, Revelation 12:3, Revelation 13:1, and Revelation 17:3-7:12-16. Please look this up, because these are the verses the Pope used, Revelation 17:3, and depicted it just as I've been preaching it.
All right, the 10-division world empire. Let's take a look at how they've broken this down just a little bit right here. Number one, America, Canada, Mexico. Number two, South America. Number three, Australia and New Zealand. Four, Western Europe. Five, Eastern Europe. Six, Japan. Seven, South Asia. Eight, Central Asia. Nine, North Africa and the Middle East. And the remainder of Africa, number 10. Jack, how about that one?
Oh, let me say a word. They've just gone ahead and made the 27 nations of the European Union into one. They've given up their sovereignty, their rights, and that is Revelation 17:13. They give their power and their strength unto the world dictator. And they've already divided the map of the 27 nations into a 10 as a beginning, but they said when it's 247 nations, we will have a 10-division world empire. Ladies and gentlemen, it's arrived. Jesus is about to come.
Jack made a statement a few minutes ago, and I referred to it very strongly. The best thing that we could say to you tonight, all of this points to the coming of the Lord. All the headlines from around the world only says, I am coming very soon as your Savior. I'm coming again. Are you ready? Jack's going to tell us how to be ready for that great second coming of our Savior. Jack?
I quoted scores of verses, 400 times, Jesus is the only way, 700 times, it's through the shedding of His blood. He made peace through the blood of His cross, Colossians 1:20. Don't be an enemy of the cross of Christ like we just saw at Georgetown University. Pray it then, Lord Jesus, precious Jesus, wonderful Jesus, our Savior Jesus, our only way to heaven. Thank you for the cross, that precious cross, your holy blood flowing down that cross for me, to cleanse me, to wash me. Jesus, I receive what you did. Today, I ask you to come into my heart and save me. I pray it in your holy name because you're the only way. Amen, Jesus.
Amen. I trust you prayed that prayer. And if you did, you can begin your life anew, a new walk. And I will send you this little booklet if you write to me. There's my address. First steps in a new direction will be in the mail. The Lord will walk with you in a new direction. And now, our offer of the week. And I'll tell you, it's so important that you have it. Here's our announcer to tell you how you can receive it. Chuck?
Thank you, Rexella. Oh, my friend, to order, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, NINA6Y1. Now, once again, here's Rexella.
Friends, I want to say that some of you have come and or even written to me and said, Rexella, I can't even watch the news anymore. It hurts so much to see where our country is going and where the world is going. But I want to assure you of something, that if you have Jesus in your heart, and Jack gave a beautiful invitation a moment ago, that you can know that you're ready for heaven. You can have a joyful journey there. I love this little saying. It meant a lot to me when I read it. Happiness not only awaits us in heaven, there's joy in the journey to heaven. Oh, I trust Amen. That you have opened your heart to Him. Look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we so very much. Bye-bye.